mostly what we do is we take a group of 20 or 30 students, and then we hit a different city, and we live in Radical Kingdom community for like a week to 2 weeks. And we practice teaching and then living out the principles of Luke 10 and trying to model an apostolic community that's making disciples, doing evangelism, healing the sick, casting out demons, and then forming networks of simple churches on that campus or in that city. The first one that we did is called Student CPX. You can get some of the principles at studentcpx.org or studentchurch.org, which I showed you about yesterday. The first one we did, this guy, a student goes out into the campus, meets this kid. I'm not going to say his name, but he's right here in this picture. You can see. Student walks up to him, an Asian student, and says, is just talking with him, and all of a sudden has this word of knowledge. And she says, man, I feel like God wants to tell you that he sees how much you care about your brother, and I just had a picture of an accident and how much it's hurt your mom to care for your brother, but God is with you, and he called you to follow him a long time ago, and he's still calling you. He starts breaking down crying because his brother had been in an accident where he was partially paralyzed a few years before, and his mom was broken over it and now is taking care of him full-time in his house, and this kid that was now on campus had been running from God. This guy had been in armed robbery, drugs, homosexual relationships, bisexual relationships, just was broken out there kid. This guy comes in, and here's a picture of us just surrounding him where he's praying to give his life to Jesus. 3 years later, I'm discipling this kid still. I know this guy. He texted me last night to confess his sin. He's planting churches on the college campus. He's led probably 10 people to Jesus this semester. He's a messy disciple. He messes up all the time, but he's getting stronger and stronger in character. I have an ongoing spiritual parent-type relationship with this kid. This guy, here's a picture of him getting baptized in a dorm bathtub. That's another dude that got saved with him. Both these guys are from different Native American tribes. Another thing this kid did was he went down to live with a new kind of network of student churches, house churches, that's been birthed in Austin, Texas as a result of Student CPX in part. And he went down to live in their community for 6 months and then went to another campus to plant churches. So there are networks of relationships and ongoing training and equipping and spiritual fathering and discipleship happening. It's totally possible to have like the edgy radical evangelism, go make disciples, preach the kingdom, teach them to make other disciples, but stay in relational connection with them to where it, you know, produces ongoing training and mentoring and counseling.